I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you could turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
I need my own headphone control. Could we talk to Mike? Is his name Einstein?
Berenstein.
Berenstein.
Like Berenstein.
Mike
Bears.
Berenstein.
Yeah.
This rover.
What the hell is this crap?
That's what I want to know. Why don't I have my own headphone volume control?
Try that box over there. See if,
which box? This one?
Yeah. See if
I'll turn.
You tried it before? No, no. You have to plug your headphones in.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, but it sounded weird.
Yeah, no. See if it's still the same.
It still sounds weird. I can't hear myself now. Let's go. It's real low. Wait, hang on. Well, that's why I would turn it up. Hey,
it doesn't sound weird.
Well, it sounds like I'm in a tin can.
With a funnel right now, folks.
Perfect. Oh, shoot, mine hurt myself.
Hang on, try another one here. You know, I can get used to this. I can get used to this. This way, I can control.
You have your own dials.
It seems like it's real compressed.
Right. Yeah. It's not. Does that same?
I'll get used to it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I don't know where to begin. I usually begin with a Burke segment where I let, you know, these guys tell you what they want to
do. And I don't have anything for the Burke segment, so I would
yield the floor.
Yield the floor to you.
Did you have anything?
Yeah, we yield the
floor. You can yield. I'd like to start off by saying that I should not own a home. I'm not a good homeowner. I should not be a homeowner. And here's what I mean by that. First of all, I don't care where I live. I could live in a trailer.
Same way.
I don't care. I really.
There's a house that, yeah.
I just don't care.
When we moved, I didn't even see the house before we moved.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I know.
I can't even imagine that.
But like you said, it doesn't matter, right?
Well, it matters in that I don't want to walk into a place I've committed to and go, wait a minute, I wanted three bedrooms. I mean, that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it's just the two of us, so I knew that wasn't a problem.
But one of you had looked at it.
She'd
kind of know if you go, oh, no, he'll never live here.
I told her it didn't. Yeah, I told her, yeah, whatever you think.
Cars and houses, you don't care. Well, so I shouldn't be a homeowner. Here's the other reason I shouldn't be a homeowner. A homeowner should know something about a home, like where things are, valves, circuits, a little bit about the construction of the house. A homeowner should also be a little bit handy, have a decent toolbox and a rechargeable drill and know what to do with a saw and have some 2x4s they could cut up if they need them. I don't have any of that stuff. I'm a horrible homeowner. 23 years ago, on Christmas Eve, we had a pipe burst. It could not have come at a worse time. My parents were here. My wife's parents were at the house. More people than we've ever had in 27 years in our house. 23 years ago, we had my aunt and uncle from Tennessee. My parents, her parents, I think niece, nephew or something. Me, my three kids, my wife, 12, 15 people. And my wife went downstairs, and when she hit the bottom step, stepped off of it, water, carpet with water over her foot, ice cold water, because it's 5 degrees, and you could hear behind the wall water, just like a gusher. It was a horrible, horrible night. A night of being up all night, and then the aftermath, the cleanup, and the drying, and the new carpet, and it happened again last night. Same pipe, same stinking place that I was told 23 years ago when it was all repaired, oh, this won't happen again. We've insulated it, and it's got a frost-proof, freeze-proof thing because it's a pipe that feeds an outside faucet. So last night, and by the way, if I fall asleep in the middle of this, I'll finish it tomorrow, okay?
Think it's funny, you dumb kids?
You're on assignment tomorrow. You'll have to finish it Monday.
Is this Thursday?
Yeah. No. No, today's Wednesday. Holy cow.
Hey, I'm the one that hasn't slept. You don't know what day it is.
Wow, I'm completely lost.
Yeah, I'll finish it tomorrow if I fall asleep. Wow, I'm sleeping. Wow. He's crazy. So last night at 8:30, and here's exactly what I was doing. Let me back up and say this. So far, 2014 sucks. Okay? I don't like this year already, and I'm going to predict that for me, this is going to be the worst year that I maybe have ever had. I'm just going to go ahead and throw
maybe
out
the worst.
We're barely a week into it, and I chip a tooth yesterday. Emergency trip to the thing so that I don't have a horrible toothache or chip it worse. My internet goes out. That happened after the first. That was 3 days ago that I completely lost all internet access. And then this happened. So yesterday I'd gotten my tooth fixed. I thought I had it. I got a guy coming out. He's going to solve the internet thing. Okay, I'm going to relax. It's 8:30. I'm sitting on the couch with an iPad watching Howard Stern interview Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
An interesting interview.
Oh, man, it was great. I watched that just within the last 2 weeks.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I still think Seinfeld.
Good 90-minute, I think, interview.
Oh, it's long. Amazing. And I still think Seinfeld would be a jerk to try to be around because he's in his own world. And
he seems very, I don't know how to describe it, but content in life. I mean, he's
content with his kingdom. He's
yes.
The king, man.
I mean,
he's got all the money in the world, and he's revered, and he's a good comedian.
Did you watch his newest episode of his Comedians in Cars?
No, I didn't get around to that because the basement flooded.
Oh, that's right.
It's about 8:30. My wife yells. I jump up. I go down. I hit the bottom after the bottom step of the basement. Squash. And I knew. She said, it's happened again. And one room is just done. It's ruined. It's gone. And half another room is gone. Now, here's the hard part. And I know that I'm talking to other people out there listening. You've been through this, too. It's not just me. I know that. I know there are people that wake up and they look up and see this guy because the tornado took their whole home away. I wish that had happened to me. I wish the whole house was gone. I'm serious. And then you don't have to go through all this other stuff. You just build a new house or find a new house. Move. So I'm kind of kidding, but I'm kind of not. Okay. So I don't know how to do anything. I knew how to shut the main off. The water main, and that stopped the gushing water. I want to say it was too late. It wasn't too late. If we'd let it go, the entire lower level would have been completely destroyed. But it's bad enough. The water's cold, and so I called. I thought the first thing I have to do is cap off this pipe behind the wall. Find it, which means knock the drain. Just like, you know, where you see these guys, these firemen going to start chopping.
Oh, yeah, the demolition.
You got to find the pipe. Well, I'm not doing it because I don't have an axe. So I called a plumber, and I'm going to, I'm reluctant to mention his name because I don't want people to think they can call this guy at home and have him do what he did for me. But he did it for me because he was the guy that we used exclusively when we built onto our house, everything we've done to our house. He's been the guy. And I called him. He gets up from his comfortable couch at home, 9 o'clock. Comes over, caps this thing off, and then he walks through the rest of the basement. And this is the most sickening part. He looked up around the raft, the beams, and he said, you know, this lever right here shuts off all the pipes that go to your outside hydrants.
Oh.
And I said, what? He said, yeah, if that had just been shut down for the winter, there would have been no water in any of the lines.
Oh.
Feed. Yeah. You don't need, you didn't need that water running.
No. He said, you don't need an outside faucet in the winter. You could have turned this lever, and he turned it. He said, now they're off. And this would never have happened.
No, you know.
27 years. Nobody ever told me that.
Wow.
But see, this is where being an idiot homeowner hurts you.
Yeah, but still, I don't know that anyone would have really known
well,
that.
Well, you can't know everything.
No.
I mean, do you know where all your wiring is run in your house?
No.
If you cut into a wall, you wouldn't cut into a wire. I don't know.
Yeah,
that.
No.
So he showed me that. He caps the thing off. And I have a neighbor across the street who's in construction. Now here's the other thing. This is my advice to young people buying a home. When you ask the realtor, is one of my neighbors really handy? It has a lot of tools. I'm serious. Get a neighbor who's real handy and is a nice guy and knows 10 times, 100 times more than you do. You need that neighbor. I have that guy. He's across the street from me. His name is Ken Kiefer. I called Ken. Now it's like 10:30, 11, whatever. I said, Ken, do you have any 2x4s? He's a builder. Of course he does. I don't have one. Because one of the things the plumber said, he said, you better get the. I could not lift the furniture in the room, but I can't do it. I'm old. And he said, you got to get this stuff off the floor. It's going to start sucking up water and ruin all this furniture. You got to get it up on 2x4s. So you can do something else. I didn't have not one 2x4, not a block of wood, nothing in my house. I don't have a cordless drill. I don't have anything. So I go to Ken. He comes down with a pickup truck of 2x4s and a saw. and he's cutting little blocks to put under furniture and helping me lift and take furniture apart and disassemble a desk and all this stuff. This is the neighbor you want. I'm the neighbor you do not want next to you, though.
Oh, because yeah.
If you get in trouble, I can't help you.
Whose number is it? Don't answer it.
I'm useless to you. So I feel bad that I'm nobody's good neighbor. I'm the dependent neighbor. I'm the guy that's always going to call and go, can you get over here and help me? I don't know what to do. I'm that guy. So now it's 2:00 in the morning, and things are on blocks. I have ripped. I just took a knife, like a box cutter knife, and ripped where carpet wouldn't come loose. I just got frustrated and just cut the crap. I just rip it up to get it up off the padding. And the carpet that I pulled up had to weigh 800 pounds. It's full of water. Mm. So it's 2:00 in the morning. My back is killing me. I feel incompetent and like a loser homeowner. I still don't know who is going to come suck the water out of the place because I called 4 places. All of them, when I went to Google, had 24-hour emergency service. But, of course, it was some answering person, and not one of them would actually come out. Because here's the other problem when this happens to you this time of year. This is the same time of year it's happening to about 5,000 other people.
Oh, I read a bunch of people on Facebook using hair dryers. They found their frozen pipe and mm-hmm. trying to thaw it out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
Well, 2:00, I decide I got to get in a hot tub of water. My back is killing me. I picked up, lifted. I don't do that. I'm lazy. I'm not in good shape. So I get in a tub, and I'm just sitting there thinking, this 2014 stinks. I don't like this year already. I will never in my retirement live where it's cold, ever. I hate cold. I hate winter. And now I really hate it.
And you know what? Maybe the rest of 2014 will be great. It's just January.
No,
it sucks.
No, Dan. I like to think it's going to be horrible.
Yeah. No silver lining here.
So as I get out of the tub, soaking in hot water, I notice on the, no mirrors. I notice on the master bathroom floor, there's water standing in the grout of the tile. And I thought, that shouldn't be there. I hope there's not another leak. So I throw on some sweatpants, go back down to the basement, get under the master bathroom, the basement part that's under the bathroom, and there's water dripping. This is a separate issue that I just happened to find because now I'm so paranoid about everything. And it's a leak in PVC pipe where the water drains from the tub.
Oh.
Yeah. Great news.
Well, at least it's just a drain, though.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. It's not a frozen pipe, but it's not gushing water.
I can fix that for you.
Well, it's fixed already.
Oh, okay.
I had the guy back out today. This guy's got to think, what a loser. You can't fix this. So let's get to the good part. This morning, I'm in a panic to get, and I know who I want. I want a team, not a guy. I want a team of the best people with these massive suction truck. The truck sits outside, and it sucks about 9,000 gallons an hour of water out of anything. So I get a call from one well-known, big-name carpet place in this town. And I don't want to name them because it's not a negative thing about them. But they said, we could probably get there in 3 days. And I said, no. They said, that's the best we can do. We're swamped. So I called another one. I will mention this one, ServPro. I call it. They have an 800 number. I went through, 60 prompts. Thanks for calling ServPro, your national standard with franchises all over the country. By the way, a word of advice to you people who are in the business of I need you here now, that type business. Don't start telling me that you're all over the country and you've been around since. Get to the thing where I can get to you. And they let me know they had franchises all over America. If this is an emergency, press. I press that one. If it's fire-related, press two. No, if it's water-related, if it's water because of a storm or water. I'm not kidding. I gave up. I gave up because I thought I'm never going to get to the local ServPro. Then I called another place, a name somebody gave me, and they had in their website 24-hour emergent. Beautiful. I call them. If this is an emergency, press zero. I press zero. Here's what I got. And I don't do this well, but my best impression, zero. Busy signal. So I did it again. If this is an emergency, press zero. I pressed it. Busy signal. Never got to anybody. I'd love to name this place, but again, I'm not in the business of dumping on people who maybe it was just... Maybe their system was frozen.
Backlogged with the.
So what I did is I actually made a note in my phone of the people who came out this morning. And let me.
Mike, Dave, Eric, and Kamal from Alliance Restoration.
Mike, Dave, Eric, and Kamal. I made a point to make a note in my recorder of their names from Alliant Restoration. Now, I hope I got that right. Allegiant, Alliant. Oh, hang on. I don't want to get a card right here. Hold on. It is Alliance. Alliance Restoration. Mike Burns. These guys came out this morning. There were four guys. Let me tell you something. For as hard as it was to get some things done, and Jim Compton is the guy who turned me on to these people. Compton Roofing. You talk about some people, and they're swamped too, by the way. But they went into action, and I've never seen anything like it. It was in no time at all. I had suction, the water was being sucked out, carpet ripped out, taken out, padding ripped out, taken out, fans going, dehumidifier. And by the time I left the house at about 2:10, I left it knowing that by tomorrow or the next day, it'll be bone dry. Then I'm going to have an arsonist burn it down. I want it to be real dry when I have it burned to the ground. You rent, right, Peon?
Yes.
You know, there was a time that I would have said, well,
yes, you've said it.
That's crazy. I'm kind of maybe changing my mind about that. I actually, it's good to have a house, but
not when it
even,
comes to
and
this
even
stuff.
If you rent it, yeah. You know what? Here's the problem you'd have. The same thing would happen. Now you've got to get the landlord to do that.
Right. You still have to be there to have the people come in and take care of everything. It, right.
That really doesn't change anything.
But you have to call the landlord, and then the landlord's either calling people or you have to call people to try and get them out there, and they may not get out there as fast.
Unbelievable. So Alliance Restoration, you let me tell you something. You get a water leakage thing, basement deal. These guys, and I was, when you haven't heard of somebody, you know that thing where you think, oh man, a guy's gonna come out here by himself in a truck, and he'll have a wet vac like you buy at Home Depot, like a 5 gallon. That's not what I no. These guys had what I call the sucking monster, the truck with the powerful thing that just draws the water, and it's gallons and gallons of water. So that's it. That's why I'm not in a great mood. I have not had much sleep at all, and I now turn the rest of the show, the entire show, over to the listeners because I got nothing. I'm out. I'm spent. Welcome, if I didn't say it, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this Elvis Presley's birthday today. Mm-hmm. The King. And there's a bunch of big doings going on in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, man. He would have been, what, 79?
You know what? I don't know.
I think so. I think it's
1977.
He was 42 when he died, so I think it would have been 79.
He died in, 19. How old was he, Peon? Peon's looking it up. You could be close. We're so stupid.
He was 79.
Okay. Well, Dan, you got it. 79. He was 79. And I think he might have sounded something like this. How's it going, everybody? I'm 79 years old today. At least I will be if I'm still alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. We have a lot of phone calls. Let's take
Hail
a couple.
Hail to the king, baby.
That's what I just said, man. Happy birthday, man, if you were still alive. I'd love to wish you were. We'll take a couple calls, and we'll take a break. Dan's going to take your name, put it on the screen. I cannot thank the Alliance Restoration people anymore. They saved me.
I don't know from the name, just the name alone, I would know that the...
Well, the restoration doesn't still tell me...
It could be furniture, it could be...
Yeah, but what do you call a business where... That's not all
up,
you do. Because they water. It could be fire restorations or drywall. It's total restoration. Alliance Home Restoration, maybe, or home. I don't know. But they're real good what they do. We'll take a couple calls, and then we will get underway here. I do have a good joke for you today. I would never come in to serve you folks without a good joke, so I have a joke. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm tired, man, but I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
That's good. Hey, I know I'm early. I think the pet doctor comes on later on.
Yes, he does.
Okay, I'm going to be at work, but I just have to share a story that maybe you can pass on to your listeners or to him. We just had to put our dog down after 10 and a half years.
Wow, that's tough.
Yesterday.
That's tough.
And that people have to remember that it's your pet. As much as you love them, you have to realize that their life, you know, the
quality
of life.
Right.
They can't tell you about it. So.
No, I think.
People, when they're suffering. Right.
No, I know what you're saying. I think people wait far too late to do that. And they let that pet suffer.
Yep.
And it's selfish.
It is. And, if my wife is listening, which I doubt because she doesn't like anything else that I like, I'm kidding.
No, you're not kidding. You're married.
Yeah.
You're married.
Yeah, but she took it very well, and she didn't let us prolong it any longer than what we thought was necessary.
Good.
So,
are you going to get another dog right away, I hope?
I think we're going to have to wait a little bit because... there was about 2 house payments we spent on the dog before we put him down.
All right, well, 2 house payments is not a long wait, but get another dog.
Yeah, we will. You have a good day, and pass that on to Dr. Doug.
Oh, I'm sure he's actually passed those same sentiments on before to people, that you have to make that decision, and he would agree with you. Thank you, Dan.
And he won't help you with it. any good veterinary will make that decision.
And you know what?
That's the good thing.
And he's made that clear. It's your call.
That's right.
He's not about to tell you, do it. Yeah. All right, Dan, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Dan. Then we'll take a break after Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm good.
AM to PM?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I had a house, Frank. I got caught on fire. I had a fireplace. The whole side of the house caught on fire.
Wow.
So, you know, everybody comes in, they clean everything up for you. And then they come in, you know, like your clothes and stuff like that, that gets all smoky and everything. You bring that to a cleaner's.
Yeah.
Then the cleaner's caught on fire and burned all my clothes up.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not kidding.
No, this for real.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
You weren't meant to have those clothes.
No, those clothes weren't for you.
That's something.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Wow.
That's got to be, you know what, that's got to be worse than water, though. Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, you think everything's solved, and all of a sudden something else happens.
Yeah, you can't fix a firehouse with a wet vac.
Right, and the ash and the smell and everything goes with it. All right, that's a great story. Not a great story, but it is a great story. Thank you, Tony.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Takes his smoke-filled clothes to the cleaners, and the cleaners burned down.
Man.
No, you're right. Those weren't clothes he was supposed to have. Yeah. That's very obvious. Hey, yesterday I was at Ballast Dental Care. I told you that. I was in the chair to have a front tooth rebonded. It's been bonded before, but that stuff is never permanent. But because what they're doing is it's a chipped tooth, and they're filling in and then cut. You know what's amazing, though? They can match. It's like 1/4 of that tooth or 1/6 of that tooth, the surface, is not really the tooth. It's some man-made enamel stuff. So it's one thing to spackle that stuff on there and glue it on and then smooth it over, but another to match it perfectly, and they do. So that's why I was there yesterday. If things continue to go the way they're going, I'll be in there again tomorrow probably. I'll fall down in my basement, knock my teeth out or something, and have to go in there. If you need a dentist, like I said earlier about water cleanup or restoration or a good plumber or anything else, it's just a good idea. If you're like me and can't do anything, and you certainly can't work on your own teeth. I've never met anybody who says, oh, I pull my own teeth. I fill my own teeth. Yeah, I did a root canal on myself the other day. I've never met anybody like that. Even dentists don't do it. They go somewhere else to do it. You need a dentist? I have your dentist. It's my dentist. My dentist of 40 years, Ballast Dental Care. They are terrific people, and they'll be terrific to you. And you'll never again be afraid or be nervous or worry about going to the dentist. At the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
See how traffic's moving. The roads are getting a lot better. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the roads are getting a lot better, but the cars have taken a beating, and that's why we've got a couple of stalls now. On eastbound 40 before McKnight, you've got the right lane blocked due to a stall. And on westbound 40 before Spady, the left lane is blocked. You've got a stall vehicle there. Stall on the entrance ramp from westbound 40 at Boone's Crossing. Slow traffic now on northbound 55 between Park and the Poplar Street Bridge in that right lane. Another stall is blocking on westbound 44 at Highway 109. This traffic report is brought to you by Qdoba Mexican Grill. Hosting the party at your place? Don't dial up the usual grub. Call an audible and go big with a hot nacho bar from Qdoba Catering instead. Complete with all the extras, call 888-QDOBA-2GO. That's 888-QDOBA, the number 2, GO. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
While other stations just did their usual programming, the Big 550 KTRS was on the scene with full team coverage of the worst winter storm to hit our area in 20 years. We will continue to get the latest from AMERIT, the National Weather Service, MoDOT, and local officials as this dangerous weather emergency continues. The Big 550 KTRS is there when you need us. When you need us. Depend on it.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey.
We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve the families that we represent like they were our own. Our economy and our lives can change fast, so you need to be sure that you're prepared to take on both, and we can help. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and we'll give you a consultation with no obligation.
It was a big year for growth in the stock market, but between fees and taxes, we'll want to see how much of the gains you get to keep and see if your current level of risk is right for you.
We're a planning team. This means that we're not in business to sell you products, but to help you build a comprehensive retirement plan based on your personal needs and goals.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116, or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offer through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, this is John from Rick's Ace Hardware and Garden Center on Manchester Road in De Pere. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project. And visit us online at acestl.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome to the St. Louis RV Show, January 9th through 12th at Interstate 70 and Bryan Road in O'Fallon, Missouri. Come check out all the name brands. Newmar, Thor, Forest River, and many more. New and pre-owned RVs and trailers on sale now with special financing during the show. St. Louis RV welcomes all trades, RV or auto. We also service all makes and models. Free flat screen TVs with all purchases. St. Louis RV Show, Bryan and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri. Free admission, 314-743-3939.
Attention homeowners, if your home value has prevented you from refinancing in the past, I've got great news. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. An appreciating housing market has recently resulted in over 3 million homeowners rising above water, now making them eligible for new mortgage programs they didn't qualify for in the past. Call Shore Mortgage right now, 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 3038.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City, brought to you by Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj. Premium imported Moscato infused with natural fruit juices, naturally sweet, sparkling, and refreshingly carbonated. Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's
talk to, you know what, I can't stand the sound of this. I'm going to unplug my head. Hang on.
I love this song.
There you go. Much better. Right, talk to Sherry, who works here. And she said, hey, she said, you and I need to compare notes about who thinks so far that 2014 sucks the most. She's already lost control on the ice of her car. She had a door, honest to goodness, like a big plate glass door fall on her or something. This
here at the station.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to have a talk with her.
Oh, yeah. And she made the mistake of holding it up and not just falling backwards. And
no, wait a minute. But it's, the top.
Next
it's
time,
KTRS.
Sherry, let it fall on you and break on you. And so you can hurt your back. We can. Dr. Doug will be here next hour, but we can take some calls. I'm telling you, I'm spent. I don't have anything for you. I guess if I really, really strained, I could come up with something to talk about. But I don't want to strain because you don't have. Yeah, you don't want to hear that. No. So see, I strained to come up with something, and that's what happens. So we'll take some calls. I do want to say this before we take the calls. There's a story about a guy. Let me just read this to you. Michael Bell, 21. He was shot by the cops. And this is another case where the parents, they want a lot of money. They've already gotten like $1.75 million in a settlement suit that, quite frankly, I don't know why they had to do that. The family of this kid that was shot got $1.75 million. They've already spent $850,000 of it on billboards tearing into the police. Here's what happened. He got into a scuffle, this kid, with the cops in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was out for the night with friends. The cops stopped him. His dad says that he was murdered by overzealous cops. But here, according to witnesses, is what happened. He stopped in front of his home, got out of his car. In other words, kept driving, went to his home, got out of his car, ignored the commands of the police to get back into his car. Then he fought with the cops and was tased several times. The fight continued. He reaches for an officer's gun, gets hold of the gun of the cop, and is twisting at the gun belt to get it completely out. And with this kid's hand on the cop's gun, pulling it out of the holster, another officer yelled, "Gun," that the guy has a gun. That's what they do. Gun, meaning now the suspect is armed. And another officer shot him in the head. And the family is suing the city. Here's my advice. I don't care if you're black or white. If you have a hoodie or a Speedo, I don't care if it's a traffic violation or a walk in the park or whatever. If for any reason a cop wants to just ask you a question or asks you to step out of the car or to get in the car, just do it. Do it. Because usually they have a reason. Most cops are decent people. They're not out looking. Let's find somebody who hasn't done anything and kill them. That's not what cops do. So I watched video the other day of this woman who the cops pulled over, and the cop goes back to his car to write him up, and she jumps out of the car, and she's screaming. He goes, "Please get back in the car." She won't get in the car. She's still yelling and screaming, and then she gets into a scuffle with him, and her boyfriend gets out, and he starts fighting with the cop. You can't do that. You can't do that. And if you reach for a cop's gun, you might get killed. So, once again, not knowing all the details, but based on what I do know, how's anybody supposed to be a cop anymore? How are you supposed to be able to do anything? When you have to be the defendant, when a 21-year-old kid grabs your gun, after he's obviously fighting with you, and there's a reason he's grabbing for it. I don't get it. We'll take some calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, this is Paul.
That's why I said hello, Paul.
The other way.
What's up?
Can you hear me good on the speakerphone? Should I go the other way?
Well, we're not on the speakerphone. You are, and I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. One thing for that guy that called in with the dog, that's a great decision to get another dog to start with. I had to put one down in October, and he had a longtime companion, and she's still with us. And we went and got us another one right away, and they are the best of friends. So that's a real good thing.
Good.
As far as, it's great. It's beautiful watching them interact. But on the other tip, as far as the houses go and water main breaks, my house that I bought years and years ago, I think 20 years ago, built in 1911.
Wow.
Not one problem as far as pipes and everything, because they got them big foundations. They're like 4 feet thick, these limestone south side houses.
Yeah.
And stuff just doesn't get in there. I mean, it's just, I told my wife, if it's lasted since 1911, I think it'll stand up until we're dead, and I'm 50.
Well, I think you've been through every kind of weather we can have. You're probably okay.
Yeah, I reckon we'll make it. But AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Paul.
I don't miss you guys.
You know, thank you. I don't miss you guys. Miss you? I don't miss you guys.
He never misses us. Yeah.
Oh. Not like, I don't care if I ever see you again.
Yeah, I don't miss you.
Meaning, I don't miss a day.
It took us a while.
Yeah, that threw us for a second. We didn't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. This is Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Terry and Karen, say hi to you.
Terry, Karen.
Oh, my goodness.
Jay says hello.
I made up a saying, and I think it fits here. I'm not real good at sayings, but we'll try it. When it rains a lot.
I like it.
Oh,
I like
that.
I like it a lot.
It's not just rains. Regular rain. It's,
when
it's
rains, it rains a lot. That's a good one.
I don't know.
I'm working on it. It's a work in progress.
No, I would
Stick
leave it like
it.
That.
I like it.
I think you got it.
Okay.
When it rains, it really...
Thanks. Have a happy new year.
Are you too. Too late. Too late for me.
Happy next year.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take that. Thank you, Jay.
Bye, Peon.
Oh, bye, Jay.
His is very similar to the one I made up. When it rains, it really rains.
That was mine. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I thought about that this morning. I thought, well, what's next? And then I thought, man, when it rains, it really rains. I think that's it, maybe, as opposed to when it rains a lot.
Yeah.
That's a little more...
A little too much.
Wordy. A little more wordy. Yeah. Thank you. This, I think, is Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Frank. How you doing? I'm AM and PM.
We're doing great. Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, I got in the same situation you did several years ago. So what I did was I made a list. I've got my plumber, electrician, locksmith, everything you might possibly need. Now, I did put that company down. I wrote it on a piece of paper here in my car, and I'm going to call them up and check them out. But I always know who's available and when they're available, so that in the spur of the moment, bang, I can go right in my little book in my drawer, provide my house don't burn down like that other guy, and get the list, and then I can call the...
But you may have a list of good people, but you can't possibly know who is available and when they're available. Because right now, with this 10 below, these people are stacked up with work.
Oh, right. But I call and I generally check and make sure, you know, say, for instance, Bob's Locksmith didn't go out of business and now Al's in that place.
Right.
So I have a current, you know, I don't do it every month. I'm not anal like that, but every 6 months I'll touch base with these different people. I know I need an electrician, a plumber, whoever I may need that I can call. It doesn't necessarily have to be this time of the year. This could have happened to you on July 17th. You know,
yeah, and you hope it does, because then you're not in there with everybody else who has a frozen pipe.
Exactly.
Yours is a different issue.
But I always have a list so I know who I can call at that time. Now, they may be busy, like you say.
No, that's smart.
But I've got everybody down on a list and that I could possibly think of what might happen.
Well, I just added Alliance of Restoration to my list today, too. So
I just wrote them down on a piece of paper because I'm going to call and check them out.
All right. Well, how are you going to do that? Check them out? Are you going to deliberately flood your house so you can check them out?
Yeah.
That's what an FM DJ would do.
An FM DJ.
I want to see
that.
If you're reliable. Yeah.
I'm an FM DJ. I'm going to flood my house, and I want you to get out here and let me watch you dry it up.
Exactly right.
All right, Fred. Happy New Year.
Hey guys, same to you.
Yeah. I'm going to keep that going all year.
I have a quick traffic bulletin.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Hear that? Phone's ringing.
Oh. Highway 370 at Highway 70 right by the mall. There is a car that ran up on a big snowbank. So a cop pulled up and a tow truck pulled up to help get the guy off. And the tow truck caught on.
Get him off.
Whoa. Well, yeah.
What kind of police department is this?
Well, it's a pretty fine one, I guess. But the tow truck caught on fire.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
I don't know. So the tow truck's on fire. A car's up on the embankment of snow, and that's at 370, right at 70, right there by the mall.
Just put the tow truck on the big bank of snow.
And it'll melt.
Yeah.
Now, you're in the, I don't have much time, but you're in the traffic center now?
Yes,
boy,
I am.
It sounds busy.
Oh, it's really busy.
Well, tell them we said they're doing a good job.
Oh, you bet.
Frank says you guys are all doing great.
Come back up.
Oh, here. They
Dan,
all wave.
Dan Strauss in the KTRS traffic center. And it's something to see. We've told you before, if you ever take the tour, ask Mike Dorsey. Say, I want a special tour of the traffic center and the weather center, KTR. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Boy, will you be impressed. Mark, here's somebody else you'd be impressed with. You know how we're talking about knowing the right people to call for sucking water out of the carpet and fire damage and plumbing and all that stuff? Financial advice. See, if you have good financial advice, you're going to have a deductible, by the way, on your insurance, and you're going to be paying that part of it. If you have a good financial advice, then you have some money stuck away where you can cough that up, emergency money. Yeah, there's a guy coughing up some money right there. That's a client of Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. Planning is never stupid. Nobody has ever said that it's a stupid thing to have a financial plan. It's stupid to have a bad one, I guess. And how do you know it's bad? Based on what you think? This is where the experts come in. You get somebody who does this for a living, who's done it for lots of people, and been in charge of investing millions and millions of dollars. Your $25,000 or more, let's all hope that that becomes millions. That's my wish for you. Starts with your call to them, to Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, and you'll find their number at their website, markandjason.com. Dr. Doug is coming up. I have a great joke for you today. Do not go away. It is